And when Roger gets on, let me know.
Do.
All right. Roll call, please.
Roll call, Director Yeo, Director Mezqua,
Yes.
Director Nguyen,
Yes.
Director Jung, Director Green,
Yes.
Director Wigand,
Yes.
Director Tran,
Yes, here.
Director Meeks,
Yes.
Director Sheldon, Director Bilodeau,
I am here.
and Roger is logging in now.
You got me to wait a minute, or
Yeah. Director Yeo?
okay, we'll go through the preliminary things and then you see and tell me. Are there any items received too late to be agendized?
There are none.
Do we have any minister participation?
Madam Chair, this is Dennis. I just wanted to mention that I was not able to make it to a teleconference site, so I'm just here in an observational capacity, I should mention, for the clerk's convenience. Thank you very much.
Okay,
thank you.
We don't have any bits or participation. Director Yeo, you want to take over?
Sure, I can do that. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for starting the meeting.
Sure.
So we're at visitors' participation, right? So, any visitors' participation on site or online? Okay.
Yes, this is Iris Lee from the city of Seal Beach attending.
Hello, Director Lee. Good to have you. I'm sure we'll get you the item that I'm sure you're gonna want to comment on something there. Appreciate your attendance here. Unless, actually, we'll get you the item. Yeah. Thank you. So, first up, we have the consent calendar consists of items number 1 through 11. Does anyone wish to pull any items for discussion?
Move the consent calendar.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the consent calendar. Roll call, please.
Director Meeks, you're not voting on this one.
Oh,
So it has to be someone
I'll second.
else. I'll call.
Am I?
You got a second?
Okay, yes, thank you.
Okay,
Roll
thank you.
call.
Oh, Director Jung is here, so I think I'm out as well.
Oh, yes. So
All
there's
right.
someone.
I think Director Mezqua might have said it.
Mezqua, okay.
If I
Yes.
need a second, I'm happy to do that, Chair.
I already did it.
Okay.
Okay.
Letitia, maybe can we summarize who's voting right now so everybody knows?
Director Yeo, Director Mezqua, Director Nguyen, Director Jung, and Director Green. So roll
Okay.
call. Director Yeo?
Yes.
Director Mezqua?
Yes.
Director Nguyen? Director Nguyen?
Yes.
Thank you. Director Jung?
Hi.
Director Green?
Yes.
That motion carries 5-0.
Okay, thank you. Let's move on to item number 12, I believe, right? Let's see.
Yes.
Yes, budget to actual report for second quarter fiscal year 24-25. Mr. General Manager, getting ready to pass on to Randy.
I just want to do it once. Yeah, Melissa Ochoa will do this, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
Good afternoon, everyone. Presenting our operations budget to actual for the second quarter of December 31st. Excuse me. The first screen here, we've completed the 6 months of the fiscal year. Our first screen here is our operating expenses in summary. We have the second column there where it's our annualized 6 month mid-year budget and total expenses, total budget. Excuse me, total budget is 95.5 million for operating expenses. And our actual for the 6 months came in at 84.8 million, which actually is a 10.7 million less than we planned for the 6 months. So we're going to highlight on four categories of this later in the presentation. First is our general fund. We're at 1.9 million less than planned. Our debt service came in at 1.2 less than planned, and our replacement refurbishments came in at 6.2 million less than planned, and our water purchases also came in at 1.2 million less than planned. So all less than planned. So the next slide. Thank you. General fund. This is our 21 departments of the operating expenses. They came in a little shy of 2 million less than planned for the first 6 months. We highlighted three of our departments. The first one, beginning with our laboratory, we're about 292,000 less than budget. 100,000 of that is due to lower lab supply expenses, and 40,000 of it is due to lower maintenance expenses for the lab equipment through the second quarter. And our Fort Bay operations was 437,000 less than planned, which more than half of that is due to lower electrical costs, which is Edison, being that we had less movement of water from the Burris Basin to the Santiago Basin for the capture and recharge of storm water. So the first 6 months we had less rain, so we used less electricity to move that from basin to basin. Hydrogeology was 191,000 less than planned, and 140,000 of that is due to lower expenses in our professional services for legal and engineering related to our South Basin litigation. So again, these are all annualized, so we'll see some of these costs extend in the next 6 months. Our debt service was 1.2 million less than budget for the 6 months. We have our certificate of participation variable rate debt. We budget the interest rate for this variable rate at 4% for the year. And from July to December, our average variable interest rate for the 6 months was 2.3%. It was a little lower.
Can I ask a question? In our notes, it says that debt service is under budget by 2.3. That's 1.2.
About 2.3% is a very good about it. Interesting.
That's
2.3 million. Oh, on the agenda? Oh, okay, then that must be a typo.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to take the page, and there's a typo.
Okay. Replacement and refurbishment, we were 6.2 million less than budget. Of this amount, we had 4.5 million of R&R projects that started late in 2024, and we anticipate that this work will continue in spring of 2025. And I'm highlighting those three major projects. The Santiago floating pump station was 1.7 million less than planned. Our orange string drain at Bond Basin was 1.5 million less. And last is our Anaheim valve vault was 1.25 million. Less than planned. So those expenses should come later in the spring and subsequent periods. Water purchases was 1.2 million less than planned. And this is primarily due to elevated basin levels. It required us to purchase less water for injection in our Alamitos barrier to maintain the protective levels to hold the back to seawater intrusion. Our last slide here is our revenue sources. For the 6 months, again on the second column, our total revenues were $124.8 million, and our actual came in at $135.6 million, which is $10.8 million more than we anticipated. Our replenishment assessments was $8.7 million more. Our mid-year budget for the groundwater pumping was 146,000 acre feet. And actual came in at 159,000 acre feet. So we're about 9% more than we anticipated for the half of the year. Our property taxes was 2.9 million less than planned. This is primarily due to a timing difference. We had 2.8 million of our secured property taxes received in January. So we'll see that in subsequent quarters. Our investment revenues were 3.6 million more than planned, and our budget for investment revenues was budgeted at 1.5%, and our actual average for the 6 months came in at 3.4%. That concludes my presentation.
Hey, thank you, Ms. Ochoa. Any questions for Ms. Ochoa for the presentation? comments?
Move to receive and file.
Okay, we have a motion by Director Green, and I'll second that. Actually, and before we vote, Melissa, on the, I think it's probably third or second from last slide, you mentioned about those three projects under budget. It's just that we haven't started, right? It's not, in terms of the line, like it's under budget, but it's not something that we have started. So that was a little bit.
Yeah, those have not started.
Okay. Just want some clarity there.
Those three projects have not started. Yes.
Okay. And once they start, I guess when the lines, items line up, then they're going to track better with the budgeted amount. Okay. So it's not like the project is under budget. Okay. I kind of read it like, wait, okay. All right, thank you. So thank you very much. Let's have a roll call, this item.
Roll call, Director Yeo?
Yes.
Director Mesqua?
Yes.
Director Nguyen?
Yes.
Director Jung?
Aye.
Director Green?
Yes.
That motion carries with 5 yes votes.
All right, thank you. Moving on to item 13, Steel Beach Well Construction Loan Agreement. It's the general manager.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, we've talked to the committee about this a couple of times. It's a new program where we're loaning producers money to help them get groundwater pumping back online or to increase groundwater pumping. We actually have an agreement here now with Steel Beach for consideration, and Chris Olson will give us more details.
Thanks, John. So the committee will recall that last month we had this item on the agenda, but we pulled it because there were still some more discussions happening with our council, Jeremy, and the City of Seal Beach's council about some of the language. And really, the language is we all knew it in our heads what we wanted, but it wasn't documented on paper. So a couple of those highlight points were putting on paper when the interest rate would start. When is that set? And that's set once this agreement's executed. And then it was, when would the repayment start? And that was documented as 1 year from substantial completion. So in the agreement, we also document substantial completion means once water is being produced from the well, or in this case, a treatment facility for their well to get it up to full production capabilities. And then there was some other clarifying information on insurance requirements where we said, yes, we will allow your contractor to list us as additional insurance. It's a very common practice. But we just wrote it into the agreement. And I'd say, all in all, this was a good thing that we did this, because what you see in the packet today is now going to be the new template, the new draft template agreement. So there might be some changes for other producers going forward, but this one's in very good shape. Jeremy did a great job with Seal Beach's attorney. And what we see in front of us is a very good product. Just to reiterate, Seal Beach, their project is shovel ready. The request is for just under $4.5 million. And this first loan request will be funded from existing reserves. So our recommendation is to approve the agreement with Seal Beach and execute.
Okay, Chris, thank you for the presentation. I see Iris Lee here. Does she want to speak on this?
Thank you, Director Yeo. Nothing particularly additional to add. I just want to take this opportunity to thank the OCWE board for considering this loan program overall and ultimately Seal Beach's application. Just knowing that this investment in the program and in the producers will ultimately be a benefit to the overall basin. And with that, I'm just here to support any questions that you may have of this Seal Beach's endeavors and any questions that you may have.
Okay, thank you, Iris. Let me come back to the committee. Does anyone have any questions or comment for Chris?
I'll move the recommended action.
Okay, I guess.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve this item. And yeah, I appreciate the staff working with the City of Seal Beach to bring this to the board. And hopefully this is a great start for many things to come. So thank you. Roll call, please.
Roll call, Director Yeo?
Yes.
Director Amezcua?
Yes.
Director Nguyen?
Yes.
Director Jung?
Aye.
Director Green?
Yes.
That motion carries 5-0.
Thank you. Moving on to item 14, which is establish audiovisual project budget and authorized services agreement to Western Audiovisual and Security for additional equipment, for audiovisual equipment and services for boardroom and conference rooms. Hi, Bruce.
Hello, that's a mouthful, yeah. Thank you. Let me tee up and share a presentation here. I think I have this wired.
Are you purposely making it hard so we have to replace it?
Yes. Great, every chance I get. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Director Yeo. The committee will recall that the staff's been working with an audiovisual company over the last year since January of 24, along with staff from the Municipal Water District, MODOC, on looking at replacing the audiovisual equipment in the boardroom, C2 conference room, which is this room, and the C3 conference room, which is adjacent to the boardroom. These conference rooms are used in the boardroom, are used for board and committee meetings. They're used for workshops, tours, public meetings, and as well as staff meetings. And public meetings are typically in person. However, we do provide video through Zoom and other means for as a public courtesy. The OCWD boardroom and C3 conference room are considered shared facilities with MODOC. And this conference room is strictly an OCWD facility. So it's kind of split off that way. The current systems in all three rooms were installed by Integrated Media Systems more than 12 years ago. The technology is probably 15 years old or older. It's all end of life and outdated, and we're very lucky it's lasted this long. Most of the board knows we've...
To Etsy.
Yeah. Yes. We've had to order spare equipment online through used equipment to replace things. So we've been very lucky and fortunate. And Integrated Media Systems, or IMS as we call them, has been very good in providing support to us and helping us out in a pinch. Last January, the board authorized hiring Western Audiovisual and Security, or we call them WAVES for short, to develop specifications that we could use in an RFP. Those specifications I came back to admin finance with to kind of narrow down twice during the year last year, as well as I believe I went to joint planning committee twice in the course of this project. We're proposing to replace the existing video screen, the large video wall in the boardroom, with a direct view LED screen, which will eliminate the bezels, the lines that you see on the screen, the number one complaint that I've had from board members of both agencies. We'll be replacing audio and video control equipment, control panels, amplifiers, microphones. In the boardroom, we'll have new fixed mics. We'll have new wireless mics. We'll also install ceiling mics that can be turned on and off for when the board addresses a member of the audience. Right now, you can't hear them on Zoom. Somebody speaks in the audience, you just can't hear them. So we're addressing that. And then the board dais will have display panels at the dais that will provide several functions. One will be voting as well as requests to speak. But should a board member also want to be on Zoom, a board member can do that as well. The timeline for the request for proposals, well, we went kind of talked about it a little bit. In November, the board authorized issuing an RFP, which we did in December. We received proposals in January from Integrated Media Systems, who's our current provider
Western Audiovisual and Security, who provided the developed the scope of work and materials. EIDIM, AV Technology, and Visual Symphony. A committee of staff composed of the OCWD IS staff and an IS person from MODOC. We worked together on a committee to review the proposals. Proposals were submitted in two forms. One was a statement of qualifications. So we ranked the bidders by their qualifications. And the second part of this was a fee proposal in an envelope, which we didn't open until we ranked them. So IMS, we ranked as number one. We have a lot of familiarity with them. We know them well. They did an excellent job, continue to do an excellent job. And Waves also scored very, very high, very close to IMS. We have a high level of confidence in Waves as well. We don't know EIDIM, nor do we know Visual. EIDIM scored lower, and Visual was in fourth place. Then we opened, after we ranked the bidders, we opened the three top price proposals, and Waves was actually the lowest price overall, IMS second, and then EIDIM third. The price that's listed up here for Waves includes a $5,300 new podium that's not actually included in their equipment list, but I had asked for it, so they provided that. One of the interesting things is I was a little concerned that Waves might have a leg up on quoting the equipment because they provided the scope. And actually, IMS came in with a lower cost of the equipment, but their labor cost was very high, or it was higher, not very high, but high, quite a bit higher. So ultimately, reviewing these and reviewing the prices, staff would have been happy with either Waves or IMS. They both can do the job, but they seem to do it very well. We know IMS does it well. Waves has been very good. So based on Waves' proposal, staff is recommending that the district enter into a service agreement with Waves. And I'm just rounding the number, not to exceed $504,000. There's additional expenses that aren't covered in their proposal. The additional expenses would be computers, new computers for the board and conference room. So we would buy small format computers. Those drive the displays at the dais. We replace a computer at the podium. In addition, there may be some repair work to the fabric on the wall in the boardroom. There may be some millwork at the dais, repairing the table. We may remove the voting buttons, the microphone buttons, that will all be controlled with a touch panel. There might be some carpeting repairs if we have to go and pull up cabling, and potentially there may be some additional cabling, and there may be these projects. There's always some equipment change during the course of this, so staff would like the flexibility to address those. So I'm proposing about an 8%, $41,000 addition, bringing the project budget up to $545,000. Western Audiovisual is an audiovisual company. I won't read through all of this, but their headquarters is in the city of Orange. They do all kinds of boardrooms, conference rooms, city halls. They've done work for the city of Anaheim. They've done work for the city of Fullerton, for the city of Santa Ana, and the city of Orange as well. Looking at their schedule and their proposal, they're proposing about a two-month schedule, but I know how these things go. And there may be some longer lead times in equipment, so I'm just going to say it's probably more like 4 months. And that's basing it on my experience last time we did this, and scheduling with board meetings and committee meetings and trying to work out the schedule. I want to talk for a moment about the agreement that the district has with MODOC. The agreement and lease with MODOC contemplates or addresses the cost sharing between OCWD and MODOC. Shared facilities include the boardroom, the reception area, the hallway out front of the boardroom, and C3. Those are considered shared facilities. Shared facilities, MODOC, pays 33.6%. That's their share. And OCWD's share is 66.4%. And typically the way this works is OCWD does work, issues the PO, the agreements, what have you, and then invoices MODOC back for their share of the cost. I do want to point out this table was in the staff report. This was incorrect. It's $554,000. So that was a mistake. In the district's budget this year, we had $400,000 budgeted in the equipment budget. MODOC has $168,000 budgeted in their office maintenance budget for this purpose. The overall boardroom cost, and these costs include the 8% that I discussed earlier. The boardroom share and the, it's $450,000. C2 would be about $47,000, and C3, which is a shared facility, would be $47,000. I've listed the breakdowns here. The boardroom, the district would pay, this would be 64%. So all in all, the overall district share for the entire project, well, for the district share would be $377,000. Our budget is $400,000, so it would be under budget for that. MODOC's budget is $168,000. Their share would come in about $167,000, pretty close. So that would be under budget. So the overall project would be about $24,000 under the budget. So what staff is recommending, agendized for the February 19th board meeting, establish a project budget for the audiovisual equipment of $545,000 with reimbursement from MODOC for 33.6% of the share. And then authorize an issuance of a service agreement to Waves or $504,000 to purchase the equipment and services. And then, of course, for all of these expenses, once they're paid by the district, I can invoice MODOC for their share. And that concludes my presentation. Happy to entertain any questions.
I think I've asked this question before, but that breakdown doesn't seem right.
Which one?
The 33.64. Right then, because if it's half and half for the board, half and half for C3, are they going to have the same technology in their board?
In this boardroom. Our boardroom.
Yeah, but theirs.
Not in theirs.
Okay.
We're not doing anything with their boardroom.
Okay.
With their meeting room, their whatever they call it, 101.
Yeah. 101, yeah. And then we'll have this, and this is a whole expense.
Right. I tried to reflect that.
It doesn't break down quite, does it?
So if I may, Director Green, part of that is tied to, we have an overall O&M agreement. You know, so the water district maintains the air conditioning system, the heating, the cleaning, and that's based on a square footage. Gosh, I thought the square footage of MODOC versus the square footage of OCWD's admin.
For the entire.
So the entire facility. We apply those same ratios and percentages to all expenses that affect both parties, including now this audio visual upgrade.
Okay. Well, that's a question.
Is your question about the percentages or is it about my calculations with the dollars?
No, the percentage.
The percentage. Yes,
I think I've had this problem all
around. I'd be happy to go over with you too.
It just doesn't break down correctly for me. It never has.
They should be paying more?
Yes.
It was adjusted when we did the hallway project and we removed the hallway from the shared facilities. So this number changed. So that was the fourth amendment to this agreement with MODOC.
So it's a portion even smaller than
that. So that percentage is in the book somewhere that says it must be. It's arbitrary made up.
That's correct. It's in an agreement between the district. Yeah. There's some fun to
the same thing every time.
Jeremy and I know that agreement. You know that agreement pretty well.
Reopening that agreement is probably not what we want to do.
Okay.
But it's got some weirdness in it.
This too. If you would break it down, by what we're paying for. They would pay half the board room. We would pay half the board room. We would pay half. They would pay half of C3. We would pay half of C3. And we would take up the whole of C2. That doesn't break down the same way as this percentage. That's all I'm saying.
Do they have similar staff meetings like we do? And mm-hmm. so they're using it. I get what you're saying. It's mm-hmm. like if they use it half the time, we use it half the time. But do we use it
more? Oh, we use it more, yeah. Especially with our presentations and stuff. Yeah.
And they do use 101 more. I mean they do. But if you just look at it objectively, it doesn't break down correctly. I mean, I'm not saying we're going to change it. I always have the same problem. Okay, I have another question. I can't remember it right now.
Okay, well, Bruce, thank you for the presentation, and Kathy, thank you for the question. And does the group think that there is a need to for John to bring that agreement between MODOC and OCWD and to clarify that the percentage? Or Bruce, can you speak to that? Because Kathy, Steve, and I, we sit on that building committee. Yes. I remember a few years ago that we clean up all that convoluted languages over the years. And John, so is this in that updated amendment?
No, Mr. Chair. However, Mr. Chair, one of my goals is to clean up our agreement with MODOC. There's an original agreement, 4 amendments. It's very confusing. And in the next year or two, I plan on bringing that up to simplify that our overall agreement. And part of that effort could be looking at these percentages. So that will be coming in the future. And Jeremy's cringing when I say all that because he's going to be a big part of it. Just interpreting what our existing agreement says can be difficult.
Yes, it is not a model of clarity.
Yes,
I remember that, and it just doesn't break down correctly for me. I'm no math genius, but I'm pretty good at it. Just logic, and that's not logical. That's okay.
Yes, go ahead. Sorry, go back again.
Yeah, I was just looking in the back pages of this, and it showed a list of all the different cities and a lot of cities that directors here also serve on. There's star, the asterisk, and then there was some shading of colors, and then it says blue indicates project in progress, red indicates. Since it's black and white, I was just curious. So some of these that it shows, like, say, City of Anaheim has a star, but then a faded. Does that appear to be that they're in progress or working on it, or they did it? I don't know. Do you like your audio visual? Are you happy with it? Or in your...
Seems fine. Yeah. It doesn't break. So, yeah, we're good.
Yeah. It looked like Fullerton had it, Santa Ana has it, and Anaheim. So those,
I'm not sure which piece of it they did.
It could be conference rooms. It may not be the council chambers. It could be conference rooms. It could be a number of things. We did have
the Sanitation District. It looked like that had done too, and they just redid their whole boardroom. So I was curious what part of Santa.
What I understand from them, we did a visit over to the sanitation meeting room. Meeting room, huge room. And what they told us is they actually, through the construction project, they bought the equipment through Waves, but they had another. I think it was EIDM in the installation, and. The gentleman there expressed that it should have all been done through one company. They would have preferred to have gone through Waves for the entire project. Some of you know Andre Casasola on my IT staff, and he actually went out to Loma Linda, where Waves was doing a show and tell of a new council chamber, and he said it was really fantastic. And he's also checking with references. He talked to Coachella Valley Water District, who really had good things to say about Waves.
Yeah, their pictures are actually in there.
Yeah,
that they showed up.
Yeah. And they've got some videos online of some of the work they've done in some of the council chambers. So the staff is confident that Waves will do actually a really good job on this project.
Great, thanks.
Yeah, so Bruce, in the the agenda packet, the pictures are the actual pictures and not Photoshop or anything, because they're pretty impressive. They're okay.
Director Yeo, I will just say I believe so. I don't know that for a fact, but if I was them, I would put actual pictures of sites and not Photoshop. But I believe
there's
those are
one that's really nice, and I don't know. It kind of fits like what we have, like the size of our room. So I was very impressed with that. So okay, I thank you for your diligence. Any comments or question for Bruce? If not, I just wanted to comment that I think in the last meeting, board meeting, I noticed that the screen in the right lower right corner, it was going in and out, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it's certainly, it's 12 years, it's time for some rehabilitation there.
HDMI handshake problems.
Okay, whatever that is, just don't go out. Especially the central one, right? It goes out. Yeah, okay. If there are no other comments or questions, I would entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor Amezcua. And I'll second the motion. Roll call, please.
Roll call, Director Yeo?
Yes.
Director Amezcua?
Yes.
Director Nguyen? Director Nguyen?
Yes, sorry, I have trouble pushing the button. Yes.
Director Young?
Aye.
Director Green?
Yeah.
That motion carries 5-0.
Hey, thank you.
Kudos to staff for keeping this going. I can't believe the things you've had to go through.
Pass it on to for using things like HDMI handshake in normal conversation.
All right. Thank you for the discussions. And last item that we have is 15 monthly cash disbursements report.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, that information is contained in a packet and staff can answer any questions.
Okay. Seeing and hearing none. Thank you. So I would direct that all of the items on the consent calendars and items 12, 13, 14, 15 all be on the consent calendar for the upcoming February 19th board meeting. Okay, thank you. Any director's announcements or reports?
I'd like to announce that today Aqua announced that Marwan Khalifa from Mesa Water will be Aqua's new interim executive director. And then we are starting the search process for a permanent AD.
Okay, thank you, Director Green, for the report. It's good to have someone from Orange County to be at that capacity like yourself. Appreciate that. Any other directors? Okay, Mr. General Manager.
I just want to mention, Mr. Chair, we do expect to get some sizable rainfall for the remainder of today and tonight. And tomorrow morning, I'll get an email out to the board on exactly how much water we were able to capture.
Thank you. Yeah, it's raining pretty good out there right now. Well, they're forecasting like 1.5 inches or something.
Yeah, we
really need this.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be waiting for your report. Thank you. With that, we're adjourned. Thank you very much, everyone.